We're going to call the meeting to order at 7:06. I'll recite the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States.
United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation,
under God,
indivisible,
liberty and justice for all.
Okay, and I'd like to please say for a moment of silence, please. We have newborn baby Bill Taylor Gracci, son of Public Works employee Taylor and his wife Laura. He was a newbie, just passed away. I think if Joe could probably say a couple months old.
But like yeah, to, come, yeah.
I'd like to do a moment of silence, please. All right, thank you.
Roll call.
Yes.
Mr. Joseph DiMartino.
Here.
Ms. DeGennaro.
Here.
Mrs. D'Onofrio.
Here.
He's here?
Yes.
Ms. Widomski.
Here.
Ms. Pertica.
Excused.
Mr. Sill.
Here.
Mr. Jim DiMartino.
Here.
Mr. Hyder.
Here.
Mr. Sampson.
Here.
Quorum.
Thank you. Addition, deletion, correction, and adoption of the agenda.
All right, Mr. Mayor, we have a couple. First, we're going to make a correction, 9.4. It should read, move to authorize the following positions to the post to be posted both internally and externally if necessary and filled. We're going to delete the last sentence there, but no final decision until the next Board of Aldermen meeting.
All right.
You ready for the next one?
Yes, sir.
We're going to delete 11.1 in the executive session.
Okay.
And we're going to make a new 9.5, and that's going to be the building official, zoning, wetlands, enforcement officer discussion.
Okay, anything else?
That's it.
All right, do I need a motion and a second on that?
Yes.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, second?
Second, Ron.
Ron, okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, so carried. All right, we'll move on to number 5, public portion. Anybody from the public would like to speak? Anybody from the public?
Mayor, I would have a few words to say, please.
Yes, sir.
Gary Parker, for the Commissioner of the Fire Department, for the Fire Department. I just wanted to briefly address the board about item 9.2 on your agenda tonight. And I look forward to a favorable outcome of this issue. I know it's been some time in coming, and that, you know, the Fire Department, we consider ourselves part of the Derby team, and we look forward, as and over the years and decades have built relationships with not only this board but all the elected boards, the elected officials, the various town commissions and other departments, and most importantly with the public we serve. And you know, all those the softball is probably a small part of what we do. I think it the dividends it pays for our members that participate in that are great, and the members take a lot of pride in that, and I understand there's been a lot of discussion since the last meeting, so I just want to wrap it up and say I appreciate all everyone's efforts towards the outcome of this, and I look forward to be a favorable one, so thank you for that.
Thank you, Gary. Anybody else from the public like to speak? Nobody else?
Mayor.
Yes.
Chief of Staff, 501 Drive. I just want to publicly recognize David Leonard, Mark Middendorf, and all those folks who really put in extra effort over the last week or so due to Zayas. You know, David really kept everybody informed through videos he was doing and served as a liaison for UI, particularly with the OEM director, Neuendorf, being a full-time employee of a health system, and the usual deputy director, Bree Leonard, being a full-time employee of the health system. David stepped up in their absence, so I just want to publicly recognize him for that and for really helping us through that process.
Thank you. Anybody else from the public? Anybody else? Third and last call. All right, moving on. Department heads, we're going to start with the 6.1 finance director, Keith. Anything for Keith?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My report was submitted. I do want to just draw attention to one item, which is the collections that we've received with the recent passing of the executive order that allowed the motor vehicles to be paid by October 1. We did not see any concern or a large downtick in the amount of motor vehicle received through July 31st. Where we see a big downtick is in the personal property. It's down about 14 percentage points. That is due, personal property is doing one payment. So we're not sure what that headwind is, if it's a result of the economy, a result of willingness to pay or ability to pay, but we'll watch that closely. That personal property number is the only number that's concerning us. Real estate came in exactly where we predicted, and motor vehicle, I think a lot of people are holding their motor vehicles, but we're at 64%. So we're comfortable with that number. Personal property is the only number we have concern with, and we'll keep everyone up to date with that in the next 30 to 60 days.
Questions for Director?
Keith, it's Barbara. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Sorry, I was muted myself.
Okay. I don't know if I muted myself. Are you going to be here? Are you going to be on the meeting for when we get to the policies?
Sure, I can stay. Absolutely.
For the field? Well, yeah. Maybe if you want, you could just answer me a question now.
Whatever works.
I was just going to put in the language that we didn't put in one sentence about the revenue for of the fees that are collected.
Yes.
And I don't want to, you know, have it incorrect. But as what I look at what you submitted to us in the financial report, the revenue summary on that, it shows there's the Picnic Grove rental fees that come in.
Ma'am.
So is it a fair statement that if I added on the use, which would be the last policy that's on the agenda, there's five, it's the last one. Language, it said all fees collected will be deposited into a specific revenue line item identified substantially as quote paid in / Ryan complex rental fees. Is that acceptable?
Yes, that's acceptable. Just for clarification though, it wouldn't be a separate fund. So that would be a revenue line. And then at the end of each year, that money would just drop into the fund balance. What we'd like to eventually do is have that money go into a reserve account, right, to cover expenses that paid in. But since we're in the first year and we really don't know what that revenue is going to be, Barb, I would say do that. And then at the end of the year, we could roll it over until we have some money to create a separate fund. But I would do what you're saying for year one. And let's see what we collect versus the expenses, and then we decide what we could do with it at the end of the year. But I think that's a good place to book it, and every month we'll see if something comes in. You'll see it on your revenue report.
Okay, that's great, so we can track it. I know we'll be looking back at it. Okay, thank you. So if you don't want to, you know, that's, I'm just going to add that when we get there. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Anybody else for finance? Thank you for all the hard work. The 8-point plan is right on track, and we're only off by small numbers, which is great. So we're right there. Anybody else from finance? All right, hearing none. 6.2, police department. I saw the chief earlier. Any questions? All right, thank you, Chief. I know it's the trying times right now. Tell your staff, just keep it up. Fire Marshal, anything for the Fire Marshal? Hearing none. Fire Department, back on. There's Gary again. Gary, once again, make sure you tell everyone thank you for the great job they did during this storm. I saw them out there. They were only expected to be out there for a few hours, but they were doing traffic details and stuff like that. And that's what really impresses me with our volunteers for our fire department. We should step out and do whatever we can to help them for their mental health and everything like that. So if you have anything else to add for the fire department, Gary?
Yeah, I do. And I want two things. First, I'd like to piggyback onto what Drew had said about Dave Leonard's efforts in his acting as a OEM during the storm. He really stepped up to the plate, became the city's liaison with UI, and worked tremendously in that effort. Just briefly, on that storm, the fire department did have personnel on standby in each of the companies. Every company was busy. In fact, during the height of the storm between noon and six, there was north of 30 calls for service, and some relatively minor in nature, but others not so much. Some very potentially severe and life-threatening issues, compounded with our dispatch center being overwhelmed, the regional dispatch center. So we were actually, we had one of our members, one of our company officers stationed in the PD, and I want to thank Chief Narowski for his efforts and assisting us with that to help us self-dispatch during the duration of the bulk of that storm. It worked really seamlessly, and again, everybody stepped up to the plate. And just one other issue, I'm sure you all saw or read in news reports in the past few weeks, the vehicle in the river in Seymour, unfortunately, two fatalities involved with that. Derby EMS, the Storm Ambulance Corps, with their Marine Division, and members of the Derby Fire Department played an active role in that, and in fact were key in recovering one of the individuals out of the vehicle, albeit with a sad outcome nonetheless. But our guys did a tremendous effort, and they should be applauded, and we'll be recognizing them, I'm sure.
And then one thing, and just let the alderman know what we talked about, especially sending that dispatcher over there, really helped out. And talking about the new ops procedures, and we have like something going on like this again, that we should most likely get a dispatcher down there to alleviate some of the call volume and keep it local. So, Gare, that's one of the things I think that we're looking at, right?
Yeah, I think it's worthwhile. The member that the officer that was down there is a trained dispatcher, I think it's something we obviously should follow through with and investigate further.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you. Anything else? Anything for Commissioner? No, the hearing done. We're going to move on. Thank you, OEM. Is Mark Neuendorf here? Is he from the Ambulance Corps?
Patty, are you having a problem? Are you having a problem hearing, Patty? Patty Finn?
What's going on? Silence.
Mark?
Mayor, are you there?
I see you popping up here. So, Patty, are you there?
That's okay. I was having a hard time hearing.
Better now, but that whole thing just now, I couldn't hear anything.
Okay, that's what I'm Patty. I want to make sure. I think
it's all garbled.
Might have been the phone, but okay.
Wait, she's up there? All
right. Yeah, it's okay. Okay.
All right, Storm the Ambulance, yep. Bez, are you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Anything for, once again, piggyback on what the commissioner said. Great job for the rescues and the storm for Storm's Ambulance.
And I'd like to just also echo what Commissioner Parker said about the response we went mutual aid into Seymour for the water rescue. Just acknowledge our members and their outstanding efforts in trying to rescue the two people in the vehicles that day.
Okay. No questions, Mez. Thank you. Move on to Board of Ed. Doc, are you here?
I am here.
Oh, he's dressed well. Look at him. Any questions for Board of Ed? I know you have your plans all set. You've been working with the state and everything, Doc. I've been having meetings with you.
Yep, we're all ready to go.
Beautiful. All right, Doc. Thank you. Public Works. Anything for Ed?
Ed, Tom D'Onofrio, are you there? Ed? Mark, is Ed on or no?
I think he is. Yeah, he's here. There he is.
I'm sorry. Ed, are you there? I'm here. Yes, I am.
Ed, I got a question for you. Several of the citizens in the area asked me to ask about Whittock Park. We got this, I don't know what it's called, high grass growing along the edges of it. I don't remember it ever being that bad. Is there anything we could do, or in the past, what they've done to curtail that grass?
They call that cattails.
Cocktails.
You're referring to
cattails.
You're referring to the cattails in the water, Tom?
Yes, I am. It's like you can't even see the reservoir, the beauty as you drive by and everything. People are complaining about it. Is there anything we could do to stop that?
I do have a call into a company who I think can take care of that. I'm waiting to hear back from them. Solitude Lake Management, which is a state-run company that takes care of all the state lake waters. As soon as I get a price, an idea how much it's going to cost, I'll pass that along to you.
Okay. Is there?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Finish them soon.
It is something that we're looking at.
I forgot what it's called, that piece of equipment that you use on the greenway with the long arm with the lawnmower on it. Is that able to?
I don't know. I don't know that would be the proper thing to do, Tom. They have to be removed. They have to be taken out.
Hey, Tom, if I could just step in there, if you remember maybe, and Ronnie could probably step in, Eddie McManus went in there, they lowered the reservoir, I'm going to say 15, 20 years ago, and he went in there and dug a lot of that stuff out?
Yeah, and then it came back, and Kenny Hughes, some kind of agent that he bought, Kenny Hughes put it in, and it got rid of them all, but this stuff is tough. It comes back, and you got to hit it as soon as it starts to come back.
And I think, Ed, if you're not mistaken, it's kind of an invasive species, so when you remove it, we also have to dispose of it properly.
Well, I wasn't here, but I understand the last time they did that, maybe it was when McManus did it. They were all pulled out and they were stored somewhere. And it did become an issue with DEEP because they are an invasive species of plant and you have to dispose of them properly. So it's right. Not something that we could just go in there and dig out and bring to the landfill.
Right. I'm glad you're on top of that. That would be a big thing.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we've been talking about that for the last few months, and just trying to get these companies with the COVID and everything like that. It's been tough. Okay. Any other questions for
Ed, Rob Heiner, I have a question. We talked a couple months ago about that that tree or that weed. I'm not sure what we want to call it on the grounds at Bradley School in the front by the driveway. I don't know if you connected with Dr. Conway on the removal of that or the status is there.
I don't remember if I did or not, Rob, but I can I don't recall if I did. I can speak with him tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
Ed, Jim DiMartino here.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Ed. Ed, what's involved to get a street repaved?
Money.
Okay.
We got to start another road bond project.
Right. Okay.
What street are you looking at?
Well, I'm just
Jim
throwing it out there. I mean, Sherwood Avenue is all cracked. There's all weeds and plants growing out of it and very unsightly, and it's just it looks terrible.
Yeah, so like Ron said, I think road bond, I mean, we used up the last of it, I think 2 years ago. We did about 15-16 streets, and
okay,
about to the point where we're gonna have
I can send somebody over there. Jim, we can take care of the weeds. That's very inexpensive, but
okay.
As far as the repaving, it basically comes down to road bond money.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Anything else for Public Works?
I have one more question, Mayor. I know we had talked about the concrete and the electrical that was going on the green on Academy Hill Road. Do we know when that's going to be removed?
I spoke to the individual, and we're in the process of getting that taken care of and getting it out.
Okay.
As I spoke to you, it was talked about, no authorization was granted, and it's going to be undone so soon.
I guess that was going to be a nice thing, but the board was never approached on it. That would have to give permission.
No, absolutely. And the intention was good, the motivation was good there, but unfortunately we have, you know, well, we got procedures we have to go through. And so it has to be...
Is it something we want to pursue or just drop it?
I mean, it's... If you want me to hold off, I can have him sign up. Well, basically, I mean, for the rest of the alderman, it's those posts that were in front of Friendly's Cafe, the light posts, we kept them. And Raymond Sadlick, who's the individual that kept them, and the certain projects that we were thinking about doing, went ahead of schedule to do something there. And whether that's something we want to just hold off, review it, bring it back to the board, see if something that they want to do, we could do that, or I'm just going to have them remove the concrete that's in there. But whatever the pleasure.
What he was going to do was put the post up shining on the bench, I guess, an old-fashioned right. post, and then right. put two lights on the sign, and it would be gorgeous.
Right.
But since we're halfway there, I mean, I'll take it at my committee, Robbie, if you want to pursue it, or if you want it going, you know, it's up to you. But if you want to pursue it, maybe we could take it at our committee.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't mind it, like, moving forward with it, should we get the proper approvals. Right. I just know that the way it stands right now kind of looks doesn't look too nice. If we could just have that cleaned up, maybe I know there's a plastic tarp over it and a
we can Rob, we could go there and clean it up and just leave it as is. I could even cover it up if you'd like with something. Remove the pile of dirt that's there.
Okay, yeah, just until we can maybe make a decision. I don't want to take it out and then you know, in a couple of months down the road, have the Board of Aldermen approve it and have them, you know, double the work and just do it over again. So
his intentions were good. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that's not how we do things now. And it was
right.
a price to all of us. And he understands his what he did. And so, like I said, if we could put this up committee, look at it.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
There's investment in there with.
All right.
You know, so
Mark could put my next agenda for 2 weeks from tonight.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, anything else? Anything else for Public Works? And then, and Ed, also just let the guys know, and I've been telling you, I mean, they did a phenomenal job during this storm. And I think everybody definitely stepped up. So appreciate all the work you guys did. And still continuing on with all the debris and everything. So good job.
Thanks, sir.
If I might just add about the issue about the green, that's an historic green. So perhaps you should speak to the neighbors in that area and to the historical society.
No, absolutely. I mean, Mark, and then, like I said, I think the subcommittee is the proper place for it.
Right. I know, but we have a long history of just people doing it and then getting the permission after the fact, regardless of how good or bad it might be.
I get it. I mean, we could, like you said, we can have them go up there, remove everything, and then 2 months later, we're going to, you know, redo it. So I'm like, I think another month or two might not be a bad thing. And there is something like that.
Ron, should we invite the Historical Society to that meeting in 2 weeks, our subcommittee?
Yeah, we could send a letter, see if they have anything against it or anything. We don't want to ruffle any feathers, you know. But
right.
So that's a good idea.
I mean, the pictures that I saw, they're going to beautify it, but if he did that initially, it would have been better. But like I said,
this right. Work. Yep.
Any other questions?
Communication.
All right. WCCA, Ed, Abel?
I'm filling in for Ed, Kevin.
Kevin, hey, really quick question. So how the substation or the pump stations, everything went well? Any issues?
No, we had no issues at all.
So all the generators that were there were all set?
Yeah, we fueled everything up. We didn't lose power. So we were very fortunate.
Because I was driving through East Haven a couple of places, and I saw their substations were generators, portable, but that's good. So everything works according to plan, though. So I'm glad about that. So, all right, any questions for WPCA? Okay, Hip, thank you very much. Building Department. Well, I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Building Department, Carlo. How you doing, sir? Questions for Building Department. Okay, Hill and Nunn, Facilities Inspectors. Hearing none, Parking Division.
Patty? Is Patty on?
Yep.
There was trouble with that. There was trouble with that garage door on the bottom floor again. Were you aware of that?
Oh, yeah, it's all fixed. The squirrels are back.
Oh, okay. Very good.
A squirrel got up there, started chewing on the wire. They've been removed. The wire's been fixed, and the gate's working fine.
Very good. Thank you.
Yep.
Maybe the fire commissioner could add a couple of those to his trophy wall there.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
All right. Revolving loan. Chief of Staff.
Andrew.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to ask a couple things in relation to your report and the weekly emails. You indicated, and I see down at Life Touch, I saw the fencing put up, that they were reissued a demo permit. So is, you indicated Firewatch, the demolition was starting?
It looks like next week at some point demolition will start. They just put the fencing up today to protect the roadway.
All right. Did, I mean, and this is based on some information you had given us a couple weeks back, actually I think last month, but did the owner end up paying the fire watch?
Yes, the owner is going to pay for fire watch and will be required to have a fire watch.
But you're supposed to get the supposed to pay fire watch before you get the demo permit by the ordinance. So I'm that's why I was just inquiring, because I know you indicated that was one of the I think an issue he had last month or July. What are we in August? So in July.
Yeah, it's not an issue as far as I'm concerned. I think Commissioner Parker is on top of that, and per the ordinance, it's, that all runs through the fire commission. So I think we're all squared away with that.
All right, I'm back and ask Jerry again. Has the owner submitted new plans or any plans to planning and zoning on what he's gonna or what he or they are going to do there? Is it Carmen, the same?
Carmen and I have seen some renderings, but he will be full site plan and all that through planning and zoning. And going through the normal process as it relates to developing it. But there were some renderings a couple months back. But
yeah.
Oh no, downtown development drawings are one thing. When the site plan is a completely different thing. So he'll be going that route, or they'll be going that route, I should say.
Yeah, I'm guess I'm just concerned that once this building comes down, that you know we're gonna lose taxes.
Yeah, I checked. It was 35. Okay. I had Jeffrey in
the. Sorry.
That wasn't me. Okay. Okay. You know, I'm just concerned that, you know, we're going to move forward, that we get a building down and we got another vacant, you know, lot and no revenue coming in for taxes. And so that's just a concern.
We're going to try to shepherd him along through the land use process and get something built there as quickly as possible, as with the folks next door at 23 Factory Street. Hopefully everybody can work together and we can work on getting the scrapyard property taken care of. And then we can move west from there towards the bridge. But that's on Carmen and I and what we work on every day.
I know he is allowing the firemen to drill at that building tonight.
What, Ron?
He's allowing the volunteer firemen in Derby to drill at that building tonight.
Oh, they're having a drill there.
Yeah.
Can I go back to Gary? Gary, was the fire watch fee paid yet? And how many days is demo going to be? Just curious.
I'm not sure if we've gotten that money yet, Barb, but it's supposed to be coming in. And from my understanding, it's about a week, give or take.
A week count business day week or counting the Saturday?
Yeah, five days, something like that. Yeah.
The five business day? Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. That's great. We got progress coming down. Get an old building out of there.
Breaks my heart.
Chief of Staff. All right. Well, you guys been on this board a long time, so you know this is great. Great news. So we're going to go to Economic Development Liaison now. Carmen, I know you're happy about this.
Yes. Carmen, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
What's going on with the Anson Street project that the Board of Aldermen voted on a couple months ago, that building was going to come down, and now we hear from the grapevine it's not coming down.
That's going back to community relations.
Okay. Why weren't we notified of that, like, before we heard it from the streets?
Well, I notified the chairman of the community relations.
And we haven't decided to move it forward back to the board right now as it stands. The building is coming down unless somebody can come up with some great number present to the Aldermen.
Right. Somebody comes up with some money to help us take it down. I think
the problem is you don't have the money in the coffers to take it down.
Right.
The $150,000.
I thought it was supposed to be in the coffers. That's what we were told, but
no, it's not.
Well, that was.
Is Keith on?
Wow.
I am on.
Keith, what, I thought it was supposed to be in the coffers that the money was supposed to be available to take down that building.
No, there was money collected for blight fines. That first, the tax board funded $200,000 a couple years ago to start the fund, and then the process was blight fines would be collected and be put back in the fund. The blight fines were collected, and we did use that money for additional acquisition and demolition of prior properties. The issue we're facing with this parcel is there's no hard engineering estimate for how much it's going to cost to take it down, and there's also the one on Derby Ave. We're hearing numbers of 140 on Anson, and we're hearing numbers of, you know, 150 to 200 on Derby Ave. So what we did do is we engaged an engineer to do an inspection of what contaminants or what is in those buildings, so that we could get a hard number if it's hot material and we have to remove it and it's asbestos and lead, we want to have a hard price from an engineer on an estimate to do both. What we did in prior years in this city is we would start a demo of a building with an estimate of $70,000. Then when we had it all down, the vendor would then say, hey, this is hot material. I need $30,000 to $50,000 more to dispose of it. And we would go into these contracts, you know, unprepared or blind. So what we did, Tom, was we said, look, we as a city cannot be burnt. We have to have a hard number as to what the demo is going to cost for these two. And once we have that, then the alderman will have a final decision to make. Do we do both? Do we do one? Do we wait? Do we wait and go to the tax board for both? But right now, we're flying blind, Tom, in a cost estimate for either one of those two parcels. So we did engage an engineer to go out and do a study very quickly. This should have it done in the next couple of weeks as to what are the contents of those buildings and what is a cost estimate to take it down. But all the money that we've had that we've accused this year, the blight fines are not there. They're not to the same level as prior years. So we will provide a report as to in the prior years what was used to take down previous buildings and acquire previous property. And then once we know what the cost is, Tom, we'll pursue it with the tax board and pursue the number, whether it's going to be for one or both parcels. So that's the long story to that is we have no idea what the cost is to take these down, and we're trying to capture that and then pursue a hard number with the tax board.
Hey, Keith, Ron, now did we know before the tax board set its budget who would go there and ask for money for something like this for demolition?
Well, if we had a parcel, we would tell them, you know. There was no hard numbers for this. And we do have unanticipated revenue that's going to come in, Ron, that we don't – we know every year we have, you know, $100,000 to $200,000 of unanticipated revenue that we'll be able to use for this. But normally, if we had a parcel and it was a done deal coming down, that would pass to them and they would fund it as a demo.
All right, just – it's Barbara. I just want to make the statement that I thought that we, when we voted to demolish it, that part of the motion was that we were going to do a bid spec to get the actual cost of it, and that has not been done, or you're doing it in this engineering study.
Well, the engineer is going to first give us the contents, Barb, to see if we have lead and asbestos and to what degree. Then when we bid it for demo, the bidders know what they're dealing with versus they don't know until after they start it. And then we have a substantial change order, which we're not prepared for. So we are going to do what the alderman voted on. Absolutely. But we have to quantify the number of amount of hot materials in these parcels. Otherwise the bid is going to be wrong. And we're going to need a change order and we're going to be having to add substantial dollars to the bidder. So we want them to be aware. So when they bid it, the specs have what is in each building.
What's it costing us for this engineering person?
$5,000.
We using our city engineer?
The city engineer did go out there and they did do an inspection and they're going to be part of the bid specs. But the testing, Ron, we're using an independent third party who does testing of materials. We're not using our engineer for that part of the scope.
Okay, thanks.
Great. Thank you on that. Anything else for economic? Thank you. Treasurer's report.
Thank you.
Questions for the treasurer? All right. Corporate counsel. Vinny? All right. Parks and Rec. Gary, Demo, you there? Cultural Commission. Website, reported tickets of the month. Athletic Complex Building Committee. Fieldhouse Committee, baseball.
Just to go back to the athletic complex fast, and I talked to our chairman, Keith, the other night about the around the press box at the field. The field looks gorgeous, but around that press box looks horrible. So we talked when we have another meeting, slowly but surely we're going to plant some pachysandra on that hill, and it'll be green around there, and eventually we'll fill the whole thing in, and it'll look a lot better. That's our plan anyway.
Ron, we're going to have a meeting next week to take that issue head on, finish the signage, and then talk about the pending litigation. So we will. Patty Finn's going to get a date probably next Wednesday or Thursday, and we'll take on the pachysandra as well.
Great.
All right, Infrastructure Committee. Johnson Control update.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson. I'm not sure if anybody from Johnson Control's on, but how do we make out with breaking out that solar panel project? Is that moving forward?
Charlie, I could take that one. Yes, we got a approval from the state in terms of the application was approved. Now, next week on Tuesday, there's a meeting of staff, city staff, Johnson Controls, and owners rep ECG will speak to Department of School Construction about the details of the plan, which will then get next steps. We then have to go back to the school building committee for approvals of the location of all the panels. We'll come back to your board, and then subsequently, it will be approved for hopefully approved for reimbursement by the state. So that's in process and in a good place at this moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Any other questions? Senior Center? Are you there?
Yes, I am.
And I just want to say I've been going to their monthly meetings for the executive board, and, they're very interested and concerned of when they're opening up, but we are following guidelines from the state. And Chris, you're doing a great job down there maintaining everything. So I just want to let you know.
Thanks. And they're very understanding about not opening after you left. They do understand the risks.
Mm-hmm. All right. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right. Move on to 7, administration. Administrative and appointments, approval of minutes, 7-1-1. Move to approve minutes of regular meeting, July 9th, 2020. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
Second.
Second, Jody Martin.
Second, Barbara.
Barbara, discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Abstain? So carried. 7.1.2, move to approve the minutes of special meeting, July 23rd, 2020. Do you have a motion?
So move, Ron.
Ron, second.
Second, Rob.
Rob Hyder. Discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Both? So carried. 7.2, refund of taxes, move to approve tax refunds in an amount of $282.50, dated August 6, 2020. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Joe.
Second.
Second,
Jim.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained, so carried. 7.3, appointments to the Board of Commissions, no action. 7.4, public hearing on draft report of proposed revisions to the charter of the City of Derby. Hearing all parties who wish to speak on the draft report of the Charter Revision Commission dated August 5th, 2020. Do you have a motion?
So moved, Rob.
Second.
Second.
Second, Joe.
Discussion.
What are we moving on here?
Yeah, it's a public,
to schedule a public hearing?
No, this is
the public hearing. So this would be the time to open up the public hearing pursuant to Connecticut General Statute to you're required to have a public hearing on the draft revision of the Charter Revision Commission. So.
So you need another public portion?
It's a motion to open the public hearing. So you have a motion and second, Mr. Mayor, so you just have to call for a vote.
Yep. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.
Now, at this point, if anybody would like to speak on the draft report of the Charter Revision Commission, then just unmute yourself, state your name and address for the record, and then you can speak your point.
Mark Charles Stanky, 126 David Humphreys Road.
Go ahead.
Okay, I would just like to say that as part of the Charter Revision Commission, we worked very hard on this, and what we forwarded back to you was a lot of hard work, and there was some back and forth going, but in the end, everything that was presented to you was pretty much by unanimous consent from the board. Mr. Marino worked very hard with language, working with us. We had a lot of questions he was able to answer. Our chair, Rob Hyder, was very efficient in running the meetings and organizing. So just on that point of view, I would like to say that I hope you approve what is there. I know our chairman, Rob, is here, and I came in to answer any questions if you have, but it was a lot of hard work, and it went forward pretty seamlessly. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Charlie Sampson, Mr. Mayor. Just I want to echo what Mr. Stanky just said there. I sat in on several of the meetings, and I want to, you know, commend Rob Hyder for putting together a format that carried this through to fruition in a very short period of time, taking on a large task. I also want to say I hope this charter committee in some form or another continues after this section of questioning gets voted on tonight, hopefully, and put forth for the ballot in November. It was a good crew. The meetings all lasted hours at some points, but I think some very good points were brought up. Some very fruitful suggestions have come from it, and I look forward to bringing forward some of this stuff to the citizens of Derby to fix our charter to bring it up to date.
Excellent. Mr. Mayor?
How you doing, sir?
Very good. Thank you.
Seeing you.
Thanks for just this moment. I have enjoyed being a part of the Charter Revision. I think there are some points that weren't unanimous.
Excuse me, Mr. McCluster, could you just identify yourself, name and address for the record?
Oh, please. Sorry. Carl McCluster, 10 E Bassett Lane, Derby 06418, and a member of the committee. So I think that the only concern I have is that I think that as we go into the new two things, one is that because of the amount of time that there was to work on it, then it truncated some of the work. Although I do appreciate all the team members that were there working hard on it, and I do think that there's some that led us to the place where, are we dealing with low-hanging fruit, or are we dealing with really needs to be changed? And we've certainly done the best we could to pass it on to the alders with the idea that you would do whatever work that needs to be done. And I also hope that I'm a part of the committee going forward. I know that it's going to be reconstituted. It doesn't have to be the same format. I think that there are issues that are there as it relates to law enforcement, not related to the bill that was passed, but just to the sense of the. I'm a Christian, and so there's a place in the scripture that says abstain from the appearance of evil. I don't think that there's any intent in anyone's heart to be evil or to do wrong, but I think that as we look at the way things are changing in the country and things are going to change in Derby, we need to look forward with some of our policy and some of our openness about the fact that someone from who was not born in Derby is going to one day run the Derby Police Department. That's a possibility. So I'll leave it there, and I appreciate the opportunity just to share that. It's not to try to derail the process. You know, I do support the product that came forth with those notations.
Thank you, Carl. That's a reason I brought you on board, because I know your beliefs and everything. And as an officer myself, there a lot needs to be changed, and we're unfortunately we got to take baby steps on here, because we can't overwhelm, I think, the voters for this. For what we're going to put out there. And like I said, I want to see this continue every year. We need to update. And like you said, times are changing right now. And like I said, I really appreciate your effort that you put on there. Once again, Carl, thank you.
And I'd say I do appreciate Mr. Hyder's leadership on the board. I thought it was very fair and equitable in the nature of the conversations that went forth, and also helping to drive us to make sure that we he had the whip out a couple of times to make sure we got done. So we needed that, you know.
Appreciate that.
There you go, sir. Anybody else like to speak?
Mr. LaRocque would like to speak.
Yeah, Chris.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, so it's Christopher LaRocque, and it's 350 Hawthorne Avenue, Apartment 1. I would definitely like to echo all the things that I've heard in terms of the limited time we had, the leadership of Rob, the help of Attorney Marino, and I think, and as to what Mr. Stanky said, we worked fantastically together. I just, my own personal urging, I guess, would just to recognize the fact that we gave a list. Our charge was to give to the Board of Aldermen a complete rewrite of, well, not a rewrite, but our draft revision of what the charter is. And there are many items there, and I would implore the board to get the, pretty much to stick to the basics on that one. And I look forward to moving forward as a member of the next charter revision committee and continuing that work. I just would like to see like the basics get squared away, and we can continue to tackle as we move forward, because as the mayor had said, there's a lot of updating and modernizing our charter needs to have, and look forward to helping out in that process. So thank you.
Chris, it's the mayor. No, absolutely. I mean, whether I'm here or not, I mean, I think this committee needs to continue every year and just weed through what's there. I mean, we got to update. Absolutely. So I heard what exactly you and Carl says. Thank you. Anybody else would like to speak?
Mayor, I'd just like to thank the members of the commission, first of all, that are here tonight, but mostly everyone that participated in this process. It was, you know, due to the restrictions we had with COVID, we started kind of late, and we worked hard. We worked, as Alderman Sampson said, a couple of those meetings went several hours. So we met three or four times in June, three or four times in July, until we got the job done. And, you know, we had some disagreements along the way. We had some great dialogue, and I think maybe all but one item came forward to the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen tonight, unanimously. So we had some great dialogue. A lot of good information was shared, and everybody was respectful of each other. So I look forward to hopefully working with this group again going forward. So thank you for the opportunity, and thank you to the members of the commission for your help.
No, thank you, Rob. Anybody else like to? Hearing none. Second, third. Okay, hearing none. I'm going to close this. Mark, refer to you now, Mark, on this. So, next step.
Move to close the public hearing if there's no more comment.
Okay. So hearing none. Do we need a motion on that to close the public hearing?
So moved.
Second. Rob.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. And what's the next step, Mark?
Well, you have another item on the agenda, item number 9-1. To discuss the changes among the board members.
Okay. All right. So now we'll move over to 8.
We put the public hearing at the beginning, so if people wanted to speak on it, they didn't have to wait till the end of the meeting.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you. All right. So now we're going to move on to 8, committee reports. Light committee.
You're going to do it, Rich? You want us to do it?
Go ahead. Go for it, Tom.
Okay. 8.1.1. Add properties to the blight list. Move to add the following properties to the blight list. 204, 206 Derby Ave. Make that in the form of a motion.
All right, do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? So carried.
Move to add the following property to the blight list. 210, 212 Derby Ave. Make that in the form of a motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
So carried.
8.1.2, remove property from the blight list. Move to remove the following properties from the blight list. 101 Hawking Street.
Have a second?
Make that in the form.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.
Move to remove 291, 293 Elizabeth Street from the blight list. Make that in the form of a motion.
No second.
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 Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.
Move to remove 43 Anson Street from the blight list. Make that in the form of a motion.
Second.
Second.
No discussion. Favor?
Aye.
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 8.1.3, blight fine settlement. Move to adopt a settlement of the blight penalty on 231 Hawkins Street to the amount of $7,320.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Abstained? So carried. 8.2, community relations. Ron?
8.2.1, sidewalk reimbursement. You have the form. I'd like to make a motion to approve the sidewalk reimbursement application of Rijalop Garcia for sidewalk located at 149 Minerva Street in the amount of $1,620. Ed signed off on it.
Hey, okay. Have a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? So carried.
8.2.2 on the vendor permits. I don't know if anybody had anybody coming to their door, but it's kind of a rough time to have everyone soliciting door to door for this. So I'm going to move to approve a one-year moratorium on the approval of annual door-to-door vendor permits effective September 1st, 2020, due to the public health concerns of the COVID-19 pandemic. We do have a resolution to this effect. I believe Mark has it.
Yes.
It was forwarded to everybody in a separate email of the packet when we received it.
Yeah, I didn't print it out. I don't know if anybody wants me to read it, but everybody has it. So I would keep that in the form of a motion. And
do I have a second?
Second, Charlie Sampson.
If I may, Mr. Mayor and Mr. Chair of the committee, I believe, and I defer to council, but I believe the motion would be to adopt the resolution dated August 13th, 2020, regarding the peddling and soliciting of the city of Derby to suspend the granting of licenses for door-to-door solicitation within the city of Derby as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, and to waive the reading of the whole resolution and to adopt its entire language into the minutes of the meeting.
Thank you, Mark. I'll make that motion. I didn't print it out.
Okay. Do I have a second on that?
I will resecond that, Charlie Sampson.
Beautiful. Discussion?
Yeah, I have one item. Since our subcommittee meeting, I and Mark, if you can maybe clarify it, actually maybe Chief Narowski, if you can help on this as well. I had a vendor come to my door trying to sell windows on Sunday. I asked her if she had a permit. She said she did. I didn't look at it. She said it was dated. It was approved by the Derby Police Department for the term of January 1st, 2020 through December 31st, 2020. I didn't look at it. I actually didn't even get the name of her company. She asked if I was a police officer. When I told her no, that I was an alderman and this was a topic of discussion, she turned around and left and didn't knock at any more doors on Franklin Avenue. I just didn't know if we had, it was my understanding that we didn't have any outstanding permits other than the ice cream vendor at this point. So Jerry, I'm not sure if anyone was aware of any.
Jerry, are you still on?
I'm still on. I would defer to Mark. He's the keeper of those records. Okay. Lots of those come in and I sign them. I review them for how it pertains to the police department, but we have not issued any in quite some time, and I don't recall any issuing any in January. They come to me first, and then they're you guys approve them. So you're the last, holder of the permission, and right. Then Mark.
All right, thanks, sir.
And thank you. Mr. Mayor, just a point of clarification to the clerk, Mark. The resolution that I had drafted, the last paragraph stated that the action was to remain in effect until further action of the body. What I heard from Mr. Sill was that it was going to be a one-year moratorium. Was the resolution modified on your end?
No, I believe that Mr. Sill, based on previous language that we had talked about previously, but I believe Mr. Sill's intention, correct me if I'm wrong, was to adopt the resolution that you drafted.
Yeah, I just read the original motion here, so I'd rather have it like the like Councillor said.
So, all right. So just so the aldermen are aware, the resolution then suspends the granting of the licenses for peddling door to door and revokes any authority that the police chief or the clerk have to issue such license until a time when you all act in the future.
Very good.
Sounds good. All right. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Abstain?
And all, I'm sorry, is it carried, Mr. Mayor?
Excuse me?
Is the motion carried?
Yes.
Okay, just to Alderman Heider, just to answer your question, I concur with the chief. We haven't done any in a while. I'll look back on the records. It's been a little bit of a hectic week with the primary. But as just in hearing what you had said, as you had stated it previously to me, if that person said they got the permit at the police department, then that's not accurate because they don't get it. They don't even go to the police department for those types of permits. For those annual permits, they have to come here, and then the chief does the background check, and then it's approved here. So if they're saying they got it from the police department, then she's definitely not accurate with her facts there.
Okay. I'll look into that further next time. So right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, 8.3, Barbara?
Oh, wait a minute.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
2.3. You got one more. 8.2.3, Rob, I'll let you handle this.
I'm looking at my agenda. I don't see an 8.2.3. I'm sorry.
No, I think you might, Ron, you might have the hard copy draft, but that, yeah. there's no 8.2.3.
Oh, so that was taken off the contact information?
Correct.
Okay.
There was no action. It was my mistake. It was included and it was not supposed to happen.
Okay.
Ron, Charlie Sampson, just do me a favor, check your email after the meeting.
Go.
I apologize. I got something I'll lay to you, but.
Oh, okay.
All right, 8.3, Barb.
Okay. 8.3.1, policies and procedures for maintenance and use of the J.R. Payton Fieldhouse, Payton Park Baseball Field, and DeFilippo Field, / Ryan Athletic Complex. If I can indulge the board, I think I'm going to go one by one in case somebody has a question or wants to make any change of the forms. So 8.3.1.1 would be moved to adopt the following document as inclusive of the policies and procedures for maintenance and use of the J.R. Payton Fieldhouse, Payton Park Baseball Field, and DeFilippo Field, Ryan Athletic Complex, that form being the request for use of facilities. So I'll make that in the form of motion to accept that form.
Do I have a second?
Second, Charlie.
Yeah, I have one question on that. I'm looking at number 7 on there, and it says that there's a 2-day maximum. I know that there are several softball tournaments that I've played in and baseball tournaments that I've gone to that they typically maybe even start on a Thursday or a Friday and carry through the weekend. So if we're limiting them to a 2-day maximum, that might be handcuffing ourselves. Is that something that we're going to be really strict on, or are we going to look to maybe 3 or 4 day maximum?
You want to take the Charlie or what?
Yeah. So Rob, so basically, and it'll be the same for everything that we do tonight. Anything that does not fit the criteria that's in writing here does have a caveat that it can come before the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, for a waiver or an approval. So if somebody came in and say, hey, listen, we'd like to rent the field for a whole week to hold a softball tournament, Dennis would take the application and he would have to put it in basically like our category of non-conforming. It would then have to come to the next Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen meeting, at which time, we would say there's a 2-day maximum. Dennis would explain that they need the field for 5 days, why they need the field. Hopefully a representative would be there from whoever's applying. And then we as a board can overrule, what is in writing here. Okay, that is perfect. A caveat.
Great. On a case-by-case basis.
Absolutely. Yeah, those applications that come into Dennis that just fall in a regular normal order, we'll never see. We will see in a report at the end of the month on who did what grouping they were in, what they paid, if they paid. Those we'll never see as long as they fit a normal criteria. It's just anything outside the normal criteria can come to our board.
Okay.
Or should come to our board. Let's put it that way.
I'd also like to add, reading through the policies and procedures for this entire complex, I'd like to thank the Operations and Procedures Committee for doing such a great job and due diligence. You clearly did your homework, and there's a lot of public opinion out there that we were dragging this Board of Aldermen were dragging our feet on getting this completed. But obviously after it, and if anyone took the time to actually read what you prepared for the complex, you clearly had the taxpayers of Derby at the forefront, making sure that anything that went wrong with this complex, that we weren't going to be on the hook for any damages. And so I thank you for your effort, and I thank you for doing your due diligence, and you clearly did your homework. So thank you.
Thanks, Rob. Does anybody else have any other question about it, about the form?
So, all in favor?
Aye.
We're going to go one by one, right?
Yeah, we're going to go one by one so I can make that change on the last form.
Okay, so all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Abstain? All right, so carried. Go ahead.
Yeah, so 8.3.1.2, move to adopt the following document as inclusive of the policies and procedures for maintenance and use of the J.R. Payton Fieldhouse, Payton Park Baseball Field, and DeFilippo Field / Ryan Athletic Complex, that being Appendix A, hyphen definition of groups. And I make that in the form of a motion to accept Appendix A to the request for use of facilities form.
Okay, have a second?
Second that, Sarah.
All right, Sarah, discussion. None. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Same. So carried.
Item point 3.1.3, move to adopt the following document as inclusive of the policy and procedures for the maintenance and use of the J.R. Payton Fieldhouse, Payton Park Baseball Field, and DeFilippo Field / Ryan Athletic Complex. That being document entitled Appendix B, Fee Schedule / Requirements. Make that in the form of a motion.
Do I have a second?
Second, Sarah.
Sarah, discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Same. So carried.
Item 8.3.1.4, move to adopt the following document as inclusive as in the policies and procedures for maintenance and use of the J.R. Payton Fieldhouse, Payton Park Baseball Field, and DeFilippo Field / Ryan Athletic Complex, that document being entitled Conditions for the Use of Facilities. I make that in the form of a motion.
Second, Charlie Sampson. Second, Charlie.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? So carried.
Okay, item 8.3.1.5. I move to adopt the following document entitled Use of J.R. Payton Fieldhouse as inclusive as the policy, inclusive with the policies and procedures for maintenance and use of the J.R. Payton Fieldhouse, Payton Park Baseball Field, and DeFilippo Field / Ryan Athletic Complex, with the addition of language on page 2, which would be inserted after the bolded form titles and prior to the types of activities which would not be permitted. That language would be, all fees collected will be deposited into a specific revenue line item identified substantially as, quote, Payton / Ryan Complex rental fees. End of quotes. And make that in the form of a motion with that addition.
Do I have a second?
Second, Sarah.
All right, hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Abstain? So carried. Thank you, Barbara.
Mr. Mayor, may I just, I just want to make a statement and just maybe clarify. So now that these policies and forms are approved by the board, anyone that wants to use the field house, they just have to fill out an application, and they would pay the fees as outlined. Any use, as Charlie said, that doesn't fit in a group, specifically the group user number 5 category, or the situation as Rob indicated about, you know, more than 2 days, they still would fill out, you know, they would, and that's it, they still fill out the application, but it's not signed off on until it comes back to the board. So, and if there's no, you know, situation that's not covered in this document, they apply and do what they need to do, pay their fees, they get copies of everything, and they go on with their activity. So the board won't be hearing, you know, we shouldn't be hearing. That was one of the, we shouldn't be hearing this every, you know, every month. So just for point of clarification, and I think it kind of goes to when we get to item number 9.2, which again, I'll probably reiterate the same thing I just said. So I just wanted to put that on the record at this point. Thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, and thank you again, Barbara. That was a lot of work that you guys did out there. It's, you know, it's going to go on beyond us. So hopefully benefits off of this. So,
Captain Arfield, before we get off this, I got one question. I might have missed it in the all that paperwork.
Go ahead, Tom.
We collect them fees. Where's the money going to be put? Are we going to have a separate account for
that? That's what she said, a special line item. And then Keith, are you still on there?
I am, sir.
Go ahead. I must have missed it then. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. There's a lot of information. Yep.
Tommy, there'll be a separate revenue line. Like Barbara Deej mentioned, it would be in the revenue report we give you every month, and it'll say Payden and Ryan Field fees. And that'll, whatever comes in will be posted there.
And we'll be able to use that if it needs something to be fixed at the Payden Field House?
Well, that's what we're hoping, yeah.
Well, eventually. What we'll have in the first couple of years, Tommy, till that builds up, is there's actually an expense department for Payden. And we have money in there for maintenance, engineering, electricity, cable, and general repairs. So we'll use that as a general appropriation in the annual budget to cover that expenses for now.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Excellent. So I think that's a great job the subcommittee did, and I think it's a great job that you guys did. I know people were anxious to do this, but I think we are on it. Thank you. We'll go to number 9 now. New business. 9.1, draft reports of Charter Revision Commission. Discuss and possible action on draft report. Proposed revision of the Charter of the City of Derby. Yeah, motion.
I don't know how everyone feels on this, but there's a lot to digest tonight. We should maybe just have
a motion to discuss. Can I get a motion? In a second, then we'll discuss.
I make that in the form of a motion.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Discussion? Go ahead. Go ahead, Ron.
Well, go ahead, Ron.
there's a lot to discuss here, and we want to do this justice. There's a lot of hard work that's going into this.
Absolutely.
So for us to do it in 5-10 minutes, I think we should have a separate meeting on this the night of our committee meetings in 2 weeks. And pass.
I would, yeah. Go ahead, Ron. Go ahead.
That's just my opinion, but I'd leave it to the board to serve this right, you know.
Absolutely.
I agree with Ron.
I concur as well.
Go, Barb.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I concur as well. And I appreciate, and again, you know, having done this already once and trying to, you know, go section by section and see and have a specific meeting just with this, a special meeting on this, nothing else.
Right.
So that we have the opportunity to read not just force something forward, especially with the work that was done by the commission. And I appreciate and thank what they did as well. So I concur that we should just do that and not act tonight. Make a motion to table it and have a special meeting or refer it to a special meeting.
Yeah, still in discussion. Great, Barb. I think that's it's a lot to digest. It is, and I think we should have a special meeting too. So I concur with Barbara and Ronnie.
Just a quick question. This is Sarah. What are the deadlines? What's the deadline we need to get this done by to have the questions in for the upcoming election?
It does have to be submitted to the Secretary of State within 60 days of the election. That would be September
11th.
Third.
September 3rd.
So our meeting would be the 27th. So it would have to be voted on and resolved that night, definitely, yeah. I think we'd...
For a special...
Well, if you need more time, perhaps, you know, have a meeting next week if you have availability of everybody. So it gives you... It would give you... you know, time to if, you know, if you needed more time, because the Charter Vision had a very intense process of going all over these things, and in your packet there's also a summary of the items there too.
Is Vin there? I just have a quick question that, or maybe Robbie can answer this. Who actually prepared these questions? Did you, Vin, or did it come from the commission?
I prepared them with the assistance of the clerk, and I ran them by the chair as well. So Rob had input, the clerk had input, but it was my draft.
Okay.
And you don't have to, you can consolidate some of the questions if you feel that's...
Yeah, the questions are not, first of all, the proposed charter revisions can also be altered by you. If you can reject them, you can... change them, but correct. The questions are designed more to show you what ballot questions might look like, and we tried to limit the number of ballot questions we had, but tried to make sure that every material change had its own question.
And in this particular document that you have with the 10 points, that's, I think, a fairly accurate summary of the changes. You know, it posed as questions, but basically that's a summary.
Thank you.
So, and you know, like I said, if you did reject, then it would have to go back to the Charter Revision Commission. So, it might make sense because it's really from tonight. So it might make sense to have a meeting next week in case there are questions or things that you want to have them reconsider. And then we can maybe have them have a meeting the same night after yours or something like that. You know, at least schedule it in the event that you do that.
That's fine. I'll leave it up to the board president to poll the members in the next day or so and see what we want to do.
Yes, sir. I'll take care of that.
We'll have to rescind the motion and then make a motion to table or.
Well, there it was just to discuss that. You passed the motion to discuss. Alderwoman DeGennaro made a motion to table. And so you would need a second on that.
Second. All right. So we got a second on the table.
Excuse me, who was the second on that?
Tommy D'Onofrio.
All in favor?
Thank you.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 9.2, firefighters, softball team, use of Payton Field. Move to authorize Derby firefighters. Softball teams to use Payton Field for one game each Monday evening from August 17, 2020 to September 30th, 2020, and waive all fees associated with the use of the field. Do I have a motion?
So move, Ron.
I'll second that.
Second, Tom D'Onofrio.
Second, Tom. Discussion?
I have one question, Mayor. Yes. I know that they had mentioned at the last meeting that they played doubleheaders on Monday night. I know it says here for one game. Are we going to allow two games?
Rob, it's confirmed by Dennis O'Connell today that they will be playing one game.
Okay.
Thank you, though, Rob.
Any other discussion?
Okay. So I don't think we need to authorize them to use the field because they have to fill out the application that just was approved. So they would fill out an application tomorrow and they would have the authority to use the field. But what I think becomes the question is regarding the waiver of the fees that they're requesting.
So we waive the fee tonight and that's
right.
Yeah. We can amend the motion just to, upon receipt of the application. I the only thing I'm going to caution you is that in what we just passed, it says that we will not waive any attendant or custodian fees as seen necessary at all functions.
Charlie,
I will tell you that just, you know, it's a Valley Firefighter Softball League, so technically they would be in Group 4. We've had this discussion before at subcommittee level, which would incur a cost of $1,500 to utilize the field for the night. We can waive that, but in what we just passed, once again, they would have to pay for an attendant to be there for the 2 hours. Yeah, I am not opposed to them working something out with Dennis in regards to the employees that he currently has under his purview to cover those 2 hours during the course of their regular business, though.
Charlie, I talked to Dennis today, and he has that coverage for them, so they would be all set with that.
Good. I'm fine with that.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion?
Okay, so we've waived the fee?
Yes.
Once we vote on
with the exception of the...
Right.
I think you need to restate the motion and clarify what it is you're trying to do, because I think it's confusing, so that Patty can memorialize it.
Compton off, you know, I take back the second.
Okay, so motion is?
Ron got to take back his first.
I'll take that back. I rescind it.
All right, so we're going to authorize the fire department. Vin, you want to jump in on this?
No, you don't need to authorize them.
I'll Charlie Sampson, I'll make the motion.
All right, go ahead, Charlie.
Waive it.
I make a motion that we waive the use of the fees for the Valley Firemen Softball League for a single game on Monday nights until their season ends. Once receipt of the application has been made, that's it. That's good enough.
Yep. Thank you.
All right, Tommy, you got the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye. No, I'm not opposed. My aye came in before the opposed. I don't need to be
villainized,
lambasted again. So,
Patty, this is unanimous approved. Just so. All right, thank you. All right, 9.3, hiring freeze. Police department, discussion and possible action.
I'm sorry, Mayor, you dropped out. So did somebody say the dates? Because the most, so it's from August 17th to September 30th? Are those the dates?
No. August
17th. Well, yeah, I said August 17th until their season end, which according to this is September 30th.
I'm sorry.
We didn't send an end date. So
right. Because they may have a playoff or two afterwards if they're, like, doing that as good as they were when I was playing.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yep, and back in the day when I was there, so.
Hot to close. Number one, 10 years in a row, Ron. Sorry, buddy.
And I missed that. Where was I?
Got that, Mark. Is that all set?
Yeah, whatever your intent is. I just want to make sure that.
To the end of their season. That's what that was the emotion, I think.
Okay, yes. Sorry. Somebody was at the door here, so I apologize.
Oh, that was a window salesman.
All right, hiring for the department, discussion, possible action.
All right, Mr. Mayor, we put this on the agenda. As everybody knows, we've been on a hiring freeze for the last few months, and I wanted to get Corporation Counsel's opinion on if that applies to the police department or does not.
Ben.
So, the police, the Board of Police Commissioners, pursuant to charter and pursuant to state statute, is the sole authority for hiring within that department. But under the charter, the Board of Aldermen does have the authority to set the number of police officers. So that's the, the only way that the Board of Aldermen could, I want to use the word I'm thinking of, could affect authority of the Board of Police Commissioners is by altering the number of police officers. Otherwise, the statute and the charter provide that the Board of Police Commissioners has the sole authority to hire within the department. Now, if they don't have the money within their budget,
then that's a different issue that, you know, they have to have the monies available to fund the position. But other than that, I would say that the authority is with the Board of Police Commissioners.
Okay, hey, thank you. That's all right. Anybody else have anything?
Well, wait a minute. So 2 months ago or 3 months ago when we made the hiring freeze, why weren't we told this then?
It wasn't asked.
As the legal authority of our board, I think you should have told us that.
It wasn't asked, Tom.
It wasn't asked.
Well, I'm not going to argue the point. The issue is very simple, that it's clear, it's in the charter, it's in the statute. You put a hiring freeze, and the issue did not come to light. When it came to light, I was asked the question, and I opined.
Wow.
But at that time, you put a hiring freeze. A hiring freeze goes into effect as to all positions that it affects and all departments that it affects.
Okay.
All right. So the number by the charter, the last, I mean, I think it's been a while, but I think the number was 31 or 33 police officers.
34.
So...
Yeah, Barbara, I'll tell you, I sent an email today. I you know that I might have been shared with you all, but if it wasn't, I'll tell you exactly. By the charter, it's section 40 of the charter.
41.
40 is what gives you the authority. 41 lays out the number of, you must have one chief, no less than one lieutenant, no less than one detective sergeant, no less than one detective, and such number of police officers and supernumerary police officers as the Board of Aldermen may from time to time designate.
Right. I know that. I was trying to determine, I know when the supernumerary number was set in 2009 by the Board of Aldermen, and what I was trying to determine is when the last Board of Aldermen number was set. So, police officers, not supernumeraries, because that was done in 2009. So I'm trying to determine what the number is. I thought it was 31 or 33, but I'm not sure, because I don't believe it happened while I was on the board. So I was, if anybody knows what that number was set by the board at some point.
Yeah, I'm back, and it was 33 or 34, but we need to research.
So I think I actually I'm not going to step on the chief's toes here, but if I'm speaking wrong, fiscal year 2012-2013, it was 34 sworn officers, and in 2011-2012 it was 32 sworn. So it had to be done sometime in 2012 to keep them at 34 sworn.
Well, we can look. I don't remember. I don't recall doing that. And I know that the number supers was put at 7 in 2009, if we have, we could go back and look, but I don't recall of setting that number, voting on that number, and I was on the board in 2012.
And you and Ronnie have been for a lot of years, so you definitely.
Yeah, I don't recall, so that's why I'm,
Barbara, I'm reviewing an email the chief sent earlier today, and I'm looking to see if that answer is in here. It looks like fiscal year 10-11, 11-12, 12-13, it was 40, and then he has 2021-41. So it definitely, it was 10-11 to 10-13, it was definitely 40. So it doesn't look like there were any changes in that time period, Charlie.
No.
Yeah, but
sworn officers changed in 2012. We just have to go back and find out. It was before my time. Well, but the administration back in 2012 would have had to get permission from the Board of Aldermen to go from 32 sworn to 34 sworn.
That's right. And I was on the board.
Then it was 12. It was 11-12. It went from 32. 12, 13, 34.
Those are board of numbers?
This is what the chief provided earlier today. So it must have happened in that time period.
Well, I don't recall, but I mean, I have to go back and look. But I know in 2009 at the Board of Alderman meeting when the super number was set at 7, and that's a separate number from the numbers that you're indicating by the charter. They're two the police officers versus the supernumeraries, two different set numbers. So mm-hmm.
Right. So
I don't recall in 2012, but
all right. So are we looking at not hiring another officer? I mean, what's your pleasure? I mean.
Well, I don't think
it's first of all, Mr. Mayor, first of all, it's been opined on by Corporation Council that we can't say they can hire or not hire, but we can work on the actual total number. Right. Seeing that's not on the agenda tonight, then I would either have you A, open it up under new the business again to add it to the agenda, or we'll have to look into this and bring it up again next month if it's an issue.
Well, we have to find that number. What's in effect right now?
What 34 is the current manning, and the current manning's been 34 since 2012.
Correct.
So once again, it's not on the agenda. So if you're gonna change numbers, it has to be put on the agenda. I would say we give ourselves a month to figure out in 2012. What occurred, and if we want to lower the hiring, then we're going to have to deal with it in the following months. But I don't think anybody's tonight can make a decision on changing numbers around because we don't have any minutes from meetings from 2012 handy.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Charlie. And obviously what we can't say he can hire, but we could set the number, but we try to determine what that number is. And this I don't think we're looking to do that tonight. We're just trying to have what it is and what back to, I don't recall 2012, but I certainly will go back and look. So that's all.
Keith, you've been running the department for how many years? What's the number? I know you can come up with a number. What patrolman and everything we got there?
Do you want me to speak?
Oh yeah, please.
Okay. So I can tell you in 32 years, I have no knowledge that the Board of Aldermen has ever set a number on the number of patrolmen. In reviewing the charter, that number is specific to patrolmen, not to the total number of sworn officers. That language is ancient, and it talks about a chief, it talks about a lieutenant, it talks about every rank and the minimum staffing. When it talks about grade A patrolmen and supernumerary grade A police officer and supernumerary police officer, those are our current ranks of patrolmen. That's the entry-level person at different pay grades that walks the beat and answers your police calls for service. There have been several restructures in the organization that the number when I came into the organization was somewhere around 12. And since 1987, we have constantly moved up and down. And with the exception of one meeting, I believe in 2009, where we changed the number of supernumeraries to 0 and then back up to some number, I have no records of this ever occurring in the past. What I will tell you is the sworn number, the total sworn number of regular police officers has been 34 since 2012. And it changed drastically in, I believe, 2006 when the organization was restructured and we could not staff with supernumerary officers. At one point, we had upwards of 40 supernumerary officers, and now we currently have 2. It's a system that does not longer work. I'm trying to ask the question of what happened in the last 4 months. There are significant studies that myself and my predecessor have done that give an optimal number of total sworn officers, excluding supernumeraries, at 37. I can lay out those tables for you. I've gone to schools out in Louisville, Kentucky, just on staffing levels and what you're supposed to be using for these calculations. We're the 9th most violent community in Connecticut. Our guys go call to call to call for service. And on the financial side, what ends up happening is every officer I lose 220 backfills at overtime that I might potentially have to fill. So it's not a one-for-one. It's not simply just saying, well, we'll just lay off an officer and he makes $50,000 a year, so we save that much money. What it means is I have to backfill that $50,000 at 75 because it's a time and a half backfill. Not every single time. This is very complicated. I can't even discuss this. This would take a few hours to absorb. But the question I really ask is what happened in the last 3 months? we went from a spree killer in town where we were the heroes to doing crowd control to now all of a sudden I have money in my budget to fill an existing position, and all of a sudden now we have to pull the plug. I'm just asking, what precipitated this? Did we do something wrong, or do we have too many people, or who's making that decision or allegation?
Who said we're pulling the plug?
I didn't, but the issue I have is that I sent you several documents. One is, this is a perfect opportunity for me to attempt to comply with what we've been trying to do for years. I have spent probably the last 5 or 6 years of my career to make this a more diverse police department. And I have an opportunity that I have not had before to do that. I have changed the collective bargaining agreement. I sat on both sides of the table to negotiate this. I have the first time I can use a lateral transfer, and I can entice other people to come into the organization, which may be a great fit for us. I'm out of the box of what I was locked into in the past, and now I'm going to be handcuffed with this. If you saw the Police Accountability Act, what's going to end up happening there is I need probably two additional staff members, one for accreditation manager and one for dealing with IT and redaction of video because of the body-worn cameras. So this is a very complicated subject, but I need to backfill this position in October. I have four people out right now, three permanently temporarily totally disabled on workers' compensation. And I might be facing mass exodus because of the state of law enforcement at this time. So this is a big deal to the tune of lots of money and overtime to cross level. So I just wanted to make that clear that I'm looking to backfill this position in October. And if we table this till September or the next month, this is unprecedented. And I just ask why.
And Chair, I'm just jumping in as the mayor. Let me tell you, the unmandated, what we have to do, the unfunded mandates that we're going to have to come up with is unprecedented, that I think Hartford didn't even think of. And so I don't really need to get into this, but this is the problem with understaffing. And I think the chief stated his point very well. I mean, anybody else has anything else to say, go for it.
May I be allowed to speak, Mayor?
Go for it, sir.
I just want everyone to understand, this isn't adding a patrolman to the number. The right number has been 34. We're down to 33. We want to backfill a position that has come open. The funding is there. It's been approved by the Board of Apportionment. I don't understand why now, when we want to fill an opening, we're discussing a hiring freeze on just the police department, because we're now making exceptions to the hiring freeze a little ways down the agenda to hire other people. I don't understand what the problem here is. What is the issue? We can't replace someone who left.
Well, the issue is, I think that the citizens of Derby are in a lot of trouble paying their taxes, and we can't just go out and keep on spending and spending. You know, sometimes we have to use the motto, we got to do more with less. And I think just because our tax board wants to spend a lot of money doesn't mean the Board of Aldermen have to agree with them. That's my point.
Okay? Well, Mr. D'Onofrio, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Okay. Are you advocating that being the ninth highest crime rate in the state of Connecticut warrants cutting police officers? I hear from residents every day because their cars have been broken into, because their cars have been stolen, because there's vandalism. And you're saying we should cut back on police officers?
I'm saying cut back one, yes.
So the position you retired from, you want us not to fill?
Absolutely.
That's amazing. That really is amazing.
Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson, point of order. Point of order, sir.
Tom, you're not thinking about anybody but yourself.
Mr. Mayor, point of order. This is not on the agenda for discussion. If it makes it to the agenda next month, then we'll discuss it. But at this time, this is not on the agenda.
It isn't. I mean, so the
we got the ruling from Corporation Counsel. He gave us his opinion.
That's it.
So we'll If we want to address it next month, we can address it. We don't have the authority to put a hiring freeze on the police department. That was his ruling, so that's what we'll go by.
And as the police commission chair, I'm going to tell you we're moving forward with hiring.
All right. So we have a motion and a second discussion. Any more discussion?
It was just discussion. It was just discussion.
Yeah, no motion.
No motion.
No more
discussion. There's no motion.
There's nothing on the agenda.
There's nothing on.
Nope. No, that was the point of order that Mr. Sampson made.
All right, I'm sorry. I apologize on that. All right, so we're going to move on. All right, so filling. All right, Joe, this was the one. Filling of staff vacancies. Move to authorize the following positions posted both internally and Jim, I know you're a drummer. So.
Oh, sorry.
Posted both internally and externally if necessary and fill.
Right.
A motion.
I'll make that informal motion.
Thanks, Joe. A second.
Second. Are you doing all three or are you doing one at a time?
One at a time.
What do you
want to do? I don't care how we do it.
I didn't hear the number. That's why. I didn't hear the 9.4.1. Maybe
no, I just said, I started with 9.4. I made the motion. So I didn't get to the other ones yet. If you want to do them all together, more than willing. But.
Yeah, but.
Well, the motion got to go at 9.4.1. It's the rest of the motion.
Just call them individually, Mr. Mayor.
Well, 9.4, I didn't even start with the clerk yet. So I said 9.4, move to authorize the following position to be posted internally and externally, if necessary, and filled.
All right, so now start with 9.4.941.
Okay, here we go. So I got a motion and a second on all that.
Oh, you don't need it. Go ahead. 9.4.1.
Oh, we don't.
Okay. Oh, it's a second, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, so clerical, 9.4.1, clerical clerk in the office of the town city clerk full-time. I have a motion.
So
motion. Second, Charlie.
All right, discussion.
And just for the record, and if this goes to all three of them, the motion by the Board of Aldermen 2 months ago for the hiring freeze was that if anybody wanted to fill a staff vacancy, they would come back to the board. We would do it case by case.
Right.
I know the board members are aware of that.
Yep.
Absolutely.
All right. So all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
All right, can I do a roll call?
I recuse, Sarah.
Patty, roll call, please.
Ms. DeGennaro.
Yep.
Ms. DeGennaro.
Yes.
Mr. D'Onofrio.
No.
Ms. Wadomski.
Recused.
Mr. Joseph DiMartino.
Yes.
Mr. Sill.
Yes.
I told her again.
Mr. Jim DiMartino.
Yes.
Mr. Hyder.
Yes.
Mr. Sampson.
Yes.
Okay.
We didn't have discussion on this. We just did a roll call.
Oh, we did. The mayor said discussion. Barb clarified what the position was, and nobody else spoke up.
I didn't hear him say discussion. I just want to make the statement that the city is broke, and we cannot continue. The city does not have the money, and we cannot continue to hire people. I don't care what position it is. We have to do more with less. I just don't understand why we keep on spending money.
Okay. Any more discussion? Did it pass, Patty?
Yes, it did.
Okay, so 9.7.
7 in favor, 6 in favor, 1 against, and 1 abstention.
Okay. So 9.4.2, bookkeeper, clerk, water pollution control authority office part-time. Oh, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion.
Charlie.
Do we have a job?
Go ahead, Barb.
We have a job description on this position?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because Keith, I mean, we got to the adoption of, we want to combine, I'll let Keith go with this.
Barbara, this job description is in place. It was an existing position until the individual retired in April. The issue, what we did was we read the job description, and that the job description called for bookkeeping experience. The last employee had none. So I'm not going to go backwards as to why they hired someone that didn't meet the job description, but this job description does call for bookkeeping, and it is in existence and signed off by the union and management. So it is in place, ma'am.
Okay. And is the funding there for this position?
Yes, ma'am.
And Keith, is this the opportunity for us to combine upstairs and downstairs, or is this not the time to talk about?
Yeah, that? Well, the opportunity is what I thought we were doing tonight, and I think something changed, was we were seeking approval to allow us to post the positions, conduct the internal and external interviews if possible, and come back to the board before we hired. But I think the motion is to allow us to hire. So the intent here is to post the position, test the market, see what we can get for bookkeeper. And if the bookkeeper is such that has the skill set that can do both, we will then come back with either having it as a 1099 portion of the job or combining it into the full position, part WPCA, part city, but then it would satisfy the bookkeeper vacancy that we have. There's no sense having two different bookkeepers that are going to book, that are going to reconcile each other's accounts. We have an opportunity here to save the taxpayers money and fulfill an opening that we have on both sides of the ledger.
So Tom, I just want to shoot over to Tom. So did you understand that, where we are combining and saving the taxpayers money, where we're looking at this, Tom? So I just want to throw that out to you.
So Keith, this, and I read your emails, and so this bookkeeper flat with the WPCA clerk is the bookkeeper that we've been talking about at operations and procedures?
It would be, ma'am, yes.
With that funding of the, whatever it was, $30,000 or $35,000, I think the number
Correct. If there's an opportunity for it to be less, because we're going to get some efficiencies of scale, by them us sharing the individual, we will present that to you next month.
And Keith, also, it's going to be payment from WPCA and the City of Derby.
Correct. That's why it would be a savings, Barbara, and we would use the.
Understand that we are trying to do more with us, though.
So the answer is yes, Barbara. It's going to come from that money.
Okay.
Okay, any more discussion? All right, so all in favor.
Are we going with the original intention of the motion, where you're going to post internally and externally and then bring it back to the board?
Yes. Well, if that's the case, that has to be for the town clerk's position as well, because we need the same parameters for all three.
And why is that?
Because when we do hiring, your hiring practices should be the same. So we then have a custodian.
Doing them on a case-by-case basis, as we stated previously.
You might be doing it as a case-by-case basis, but when you're managing a hiring practice, why would we have one go one way, one go a second way? We ask for them to all be uniform. So if you're going to stick to where we're going to fill the town clerks, then let us authorize us to fill the bookkeeper one as well. The three should be the same. Why should they be different?
This is
the clerk in the town city clerk was already, that position was already approved by this board. So
that's right.
The one for the WPCA actually had someone serving in it. The one in the town clerk has never had anyone serving in it.
Not true.
Where I get frustrated is we spent hours for the last couple of days internally talking about what we were going to do, and tonight I'm hearing for the first time we're carving out different processes. So I'm just
Mr. McLiberty, we're not. The current motion on the table is to fill these vacancies.
Right.
All right.
And Mr. McLiberty,
and we are.
I asked this because your original statement, you know, talking about, you know, the motion changing. So I was just looking for clarification from you. That.
Yeah, well, we are.
So I'd like them all to be the same.
We are going one by one. That's why, I mean, at this point, if 9.4.2, the bookkeeper spot, we don't want to fill. That's why we're taking these up one at a time.
What we're trying to do, I think, is combine a lot of stuff here and try to, like, help out the city. So,
if I, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Good, Andrew.
Sorry, I feel like this has gotten way too confusing for no apparent reason. I think what the motion that you made at the beginning of the meeting was to authorize us to hire all of the above. What Keith just mentioned was that if we have the opportunity with this part-time WPCA clerk who also has a bookkeeping skill to perhaps add a bookkeeping role on the city side to that person's duties, we may do that as a separate 1099. I think that part could come back to you guys if that's what we through the hiring process find out. But short of that, I think your original intent was to say, let us go out and seek and hire. That's exactly fine. We add duties and responsibilities to this role and decide to lop off what we originally budgeted $40,000 for. If we can do it for a $5,000 stipend or whatever we can do, that's a big win for the city. So I think your original motion, let us go out and go through the process, is great. If we have to come back to you to
Can I get it? I'm stopping.
Many people are talking.
Yeah, all right. Relax.
Relax? Okay, I'm relaxing.
No, there were so many people talking at once. That's funny.
No.
One more time.
Let's get the vote.
Yeah. Can I just have a point of clarification here? We had a bookkeeper retire from the WPCA in April. Is that accurate?
We had a person retire who had no bookkeeping skills.
Okay, so they were not a bookkeeper that retired.
Correct.
Okay.
But there is bookkeeping on the job description. That's
correct.
What we covered a couple weeks ago. So we found a way we can maybe cover the both, two kill two birds with one stone.
Correct.
Well, I think I'm the more I think about this, and I is that if we need to fill the WPCA clerk with the correct job description, if that person is going to take on any further duties, then that needs to come back to us.
Correct.
So that we know what that bookkeeper is doing by the bookkeeper that's in another department line number.
Correct.
Charlie.
Correct.
Is,
yes,
right.
No,
okay.
I agree.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, let's take the vote.
Wait. What are we voting on? Is it just to go out and see or to hire?
To hire a bookkeeper clerk for WPCA.
Okay.
To allow WPCA to hire a bookkeeper clerk.
Maybe.
What is going on, Mayor? Drew, check. Open the door there and see if he fell out of the chair, please. He is now muted.
Sorry, I had to go to the bathroom. go for it.
All right, we're waiting on the vote, Mayor. Go ahead.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed.
All right.
Opposed.
Roll call, please.
Chair, Ms. DeGennaro.
Yes.
Yes. DiMaprio?
No.
No. Ms. Wadomski?
Yes.
Mr. Joseph DiMartino?
Yes.
Mr. Sill?
Yes.
Mr. Jim DiMartino?
Yes.
Mr. Hyder?
Yes.
Mr. Sampson?
Yes.
Okay, passes.
Pass. Thank you.
7-1. Yep.
9, let me see, where are we at now?
9-4-3.
9-4-3. Casodia Derby Public Library. We have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Second, Charlie.
Discussion.
What happened here? Did they lose one?
Yes.
They had one, two, did they not?
Yes, the PM custodian got a full-time job somewhere else, so we're requesting to backfill the role.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? So carried.
Was that an opposition?
Was there?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. D'Onofrio voted no.
All right.
Was there an opposition?
Yeah. Roll call, please.
Ms. DeGennaro.
Yes.
Mr. D'Onofrio.
No.
Ms. Wadomski.
Yes.
Mr. Joseph DiMartino.
Yes.
Mr. Sill.
Yes.
Mr. Jim DiMartino.
Yes.
Mr. Hyder.
Yes.
Mr. Sampson.
Yes.
Hey. Passes.
Passes 7-1.
All right. Billing official.
I think we ex-nayed that.
No, I moved it to 9.5.
Oh, yeah.
9.5. Right.
Building official. Description? Is that what you're talking about?
Building official, zoning and wetlands enforcement officer. Discussion. Andrew, you want to take that over?
Sure. So, Alderman, the chairman, DiMartino, asked that this be put on the agenda. Really is not much report this week. I hope to have more in 2 weeks from today, hopefully at the subcommittee level. But essentially, Carlo Sarmiento is serving as our building official still, but is no longer serving as the ZEO wetlands enforcement agent. We think opportunity to gain some efficiencies in that office and in the land use process as a whole. So we're working with surrounding communities at a possible intermunicipal agreement to combine departments and or some of those roles. So again, there's really not much to report at this point. Working with Teddy Estewan, who's the chair of planning and zoning, to start to fill the zoning enforcement role and looking at what that will entail. We'll come back to your board when it comes to setting compensation for those roles. But at this point, we're still kind of exploring some of the options around the area to hopefully save some money for the city to both the mayor and Alderman D'Onofrio's point. I think it's incumbent on us to do that. So
maybe we should give him a raise.
Well, I have a question. I have two questions. So I have two questions. Is Carlos still the relocation officer?
At this moment, yes, Carlos is still the relocation officer.
Okay.
And so, maintaining the previous zoning issues right now.
Right. In other words, there's
say
still
that again. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that, Mayor. Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Drew.
Well, just I think with Mayor was there were still some open issues that from a zoning enforcement perspective that Carlo is helping us our way through them, because he's really the only one that's familiar with some of the goings on. So while the zoning board is acting on their own behalf at this point, Carlo is still kind of consulting on some of those items.
So are we saving the money on those positions right now?
We're spending the same money that we were spending, and the functions are still being done. But at the end of the day, there is going to be some efficiency and some saving. And like I said, we'll be ready with that hopefully in about 2 weeks to get you guys up to speed.
Well, I have a problem with that. So that ought to be on the agenda for next month. And if it needs to go into executive session, you know, the Board of Aldermen controls the salary. And if he's getting paid and I'm trying to watch what I say, but it's public record what his salary is, and he's being paid for all those positions, that needs to come back to the board, and we need to have a discussion about that very soon, as that should not be lingering.
Barbara, absolutely, let me tell you. And we're trying to, like, pull out what his positions are, and looking at surrounding towns, hopefully you can come into my office and we can sit there and look at what they are paying for everything. But like I said, we are looking out to cut this out, and we're trying to figure out what we're going to do. So it's very involved.
It could be very involved, but there's right now, it's what I know is the salary is being paid, and when that salary was set, it was set for all the functions that person was doing. So without getting any further, I think this is a discussion that needs to come back to the board go into executive session and discuss as soon as we can. We are not other time. And I understand you're trying to save money, but right now I don't see the saving money.
But Barb, trust me, I want to get this involved as much as possible. I mean, it's just like, he's been working with us and at least doing what we can, and we've been working out there. I mean,
Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson, I think the issue right now is only because the resignation of Carlo from those positions is so new that we technically need to go out and find those costs and what it's going to cost the city of Derby now to fill those positions in order to have a knowledgeable discussion in regards to what his pay may or may not be in the future.
Charlie, absolutely. And that's, I mean, we have, Drew, if you want to step in here, I mean, we got all 169 towns of what they're paying.
We have CCM salary surveys for all the roles. I have all that broken out. But again, the request of the board was to have this on tonight. Again, we're not prepared to have the conversation yet, but I couldn't agree with you more, Alderwoman DeGennaro. And this is why Chairman DiMartino asked for it to be on. We're working on getting all the salary information put together, breaking out the specific roles and what those things are worth, and then figuring it out from there. I think we all know what the needs are as a building official, and there's different needs. So,
With all due respect, and I don't want to end the meeting on a bad note, but you know, the critical functions of the city, and these items should be on the agenda to discuss. And whether we're going to regionalize or use another city for what, at this point, we have to worry about the city of Derby. And, you know, these things should be taken up immediately. And if we have to change it as the time goes, we do that. But, you know, to me, it's an important, they're important functions for this city that shouldn't have to be, you know, should have been on the agenda. We should have had a meeting immediately.
Hey, Barbara.
I mean, after the resignation came in. Just Barbara, because, absolutely. You know, we have functions here of the city that need Barbara, to be happen.
Barbara, absolutely. Anytime you want to come down to the city, I mean, we're doing this every day. You could come down here and go along with this. But you have to understand, looking for zoning and wetlands and stuff like that, you understand that. You're a lawyer. You get it. These are, like, specific jobs that we have to find, and we're working on it. So if you think we're going to turn around tomorrow and grab somebody else, I'm not doing that. I will not do that.
No.
Not going to do the best.
I'm not talking about that. No, I'm talking about a position,
right.
Positions that were resigned from with a pay commensurate to those positions. That's a problem. That's an issue I have.
Absolutely. That's what we're working on.
Okay.
You know, we're going to bring it right back to you because right now he's agreed to finish up his position on his job that he had. And then we're going from there. I mean, listen, if you have somebody, please, and any other aldermen know of wetlands and a zoning enforcement officer that are interested, please. But we're looking at that and we're posting it. So
Mr. Mayor, maybe Mr. DiMartino can look at the agenda in 2 weeks, or a special meeting, and we can have an executive session. So at least we have all the facts of what we believe that these positions that he resigned from, it was costing the city.
Absolutely.
Just a point of clarification for that next agenda. Would we be discussing simply the positions or the personnel? Because the notice will matter.
Executive session. It'd have to go into executive session.
Executive session. But are you going to talk specifically about the personnel, the employee, which would mean we'd have to give that employee specific notice, or just the positions?
I would say we'd be talking about the employee and try to take action.
Yeah, I would agree, only because it's
we get the right notice.
You're talking about a position that somebody held with duties and a pay commensurate with those duties. At that point, you're talking about this individual. I think if it changes down the road, right? I mean, that's who we're talking about.
Talking about the personnel, the individual specifically, performance or things of that nature. We're just simply talking about what role he did. So we're talking about the positions.
Attorney Marino, I think at the next meeting, whether it's at the special meeting or at the next full board, when we discuss this matter, that there could be a pay increase or decrease or status quo based upon the end of our discussion. So if that falls under the personnel issue, which I believe it does, then we'll have to go into an executive session and make the appropriate notices.
All right. Well, we'll set it up that way.
Okay. So
if it's strictly setting a salary for a position, that's not an executive session matter. I think that's what counsel said.
I'm good with that. I mean, he's corporation counsel.
I'm trying to understand what the intent of the conversation is.
I don't
Are we talking about Carlo specifically, where that it's a personnel issue, or we're talking about the three positions in the wetlands enforcement officer, zoning enforcement officer, and building official?
The three positions, what their pay is.
That's not executive session.
That wouldn't be executive session then.
Okay, then make the notes.
That's what we're trying to figure out. So how we're trying to find someone. And trust me, if anybody knows anything out there, please let us know. So, all right. So any more discussion on building? All right, hearing done. 10, old business. Nothing. We nixed the executive session. So we're going to go to Ronnie.
Motion to adjourn. 9:18.
There you go, brother.
Got to move them back to the city hall next month. It'd be an hour less.
All in favor?
Aye.
Have a good night, everyone.
Mayor.